This podcast brought to you by Intuitive Finance. Hit the banner on the right-hand side of the website. They do home loans, help out with all your finance stuff. Got their own podcast and all that sort of business. They're good folk. Intuitive Finance in Sandringham. Great supporters of the community.
That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Reynolds. Over to you, Jock.
G'day, community. Jock Reynolds here. This is a massive week. Supercoach AFL Fantasy Finals will kick off. I'm here, as always, with my good mate, Peter. Here you go, Higginbotham. How are you, Peter?
Very well, thank you, Jock.
Crouching one, good to see you as well, son. Looking forward to an update, mate. Are you in for the old hankity-pankity top 100 finish?
Miss Tiger, very happy. She laughed my face.
Yeah.
Crouching one, have shit week.
Heaps of us have had a bloody horrible anus, I'll give you that much.
Anus horribilis, Jock.
Horrible anus, mate.
We are confusing terms here,
well,
Jock.
Well, whatever, you know, there's been, who we got? Look, Robbie Gray tonight's walking around like an absolute spud.
Boomer Harvey, 74. Pavlich, Jock, a 9. Stevie J, 61.
Swallow's a huge story. David Swallow.
Yes, more of that later. Zorko 56, Sam Mitchell and Buddy Franklin being rested, Jock.
That's a disaster. If you listen to the Thursday night podcast, you'll know that I left Aaron bloody Sandylands on me bench. I was just in such a bloody fluster.
I do stuff.
These
up.
Things happen. What'd you do, mate? You stuffed up as well.
Welcome, my slipper.
Welcome. Crouching one, hopeful slipper.
I have bloody kid party. Bloody.
Oh, your little fella had a birthday party.
Matthew, he turned 10.
Happy birthday, Matthew. Good on you, son.
Hey, good boy.
He's a good boy, isn't he?
Spoiled little shit. When I boy, none of this bloody special kid party, pet the donkey, bounce on trampoline, bloody.
I've got it bloody made.
Bang the
kids.
Gun. Oh, this bullshit. When I boy, my mum let me eat my Wheaties with spoon.
On your birthday?
Yes.
And you would have been grateful?
Yes, every other bloody day have to eat Wheaties with chopstick.
Yep.
This safe milk.
They're what bloody spoiled. They're spoiled. Yes. Kids are toys today. I played with a scrunched up bit of newspaper and I was just grateful for it.
Yes, we saw bloody poor. Our TV only have 2 channel.
Yeah.
None of these Foxtel.
Oh, God, no. Foxtel.
Only 2
bloody
channel.
Hell.
You turn on, you turn off. This only 2 channel.
Yeah.
So I come back home late from party. And slipper say me.
No colour.
No.
Hell no.
Oh, no. Colour is expensive.
Yeah, bloody ass.
Slipper say me. Oh, glad you are. You'll be careful now.
Be careful.
No. I walk indoor.
Why would you have to be careful, mate? With all your bloody hoyas and kung fu chops.
I'm not sure, but yeah. I check the Twitter.
Yep.
And Crouching One learn at 1:03 p.m. that
1:03 p.m. Yep.
Sam Mitchell bloody no play.
Bloody hell.
Crouching One get very flustered. Oh, no.
You're a lot on the line, Crouching One. You're going for the bloody prize.
I go for bedroom.
You're going for bedroom. You and top 100.
So quickly get on bloody iPhone. Swing Sam Mitchell into mid. Sing shit does Jack Crime in defense. Quickly lock. Oh, still have tried. So think, this smart. This I've tried. This swing in. Slipper laugh my face.
What was that, mate?
I check score for Melbourne game. Crouching One forget Jack Grime no play.
Crouching One.
Eat the bloody donut.
Be good for the young to listen and know that the elite hood, the best fantasy footballers in the country still make mistakes. What did Sandy Lands, you did to Jack Grimes.
Yes, I saw bloody poor. Mm. I cannot even pay attention.
No, that's right.
Welcome.
That's right. You've had a horrible anus. I've had a horrible anus. It's just been a horrible anus of a bloody weekend, Peter.
Anus
what
horribilis.
Are you bloody looking at me like that for?
Anus
horribilis. Mate, I've had a bad weekend, and you're looking at me like I'm a fool.
You continue to mix your words. Anus horribilis, Latin for the horrible year.
No, horrible anus. It's Latin for I've got a sore arsehole. Can't even sit down and I've got bloody grapes hanging off them. Just like I've had, mate.
The hemorrhoids with which you speak refer to the pillow-like clusters of veins that lie beneath the mucous membrane lining the lower rectum, not the Latin term for anus horribilis jock.
Eh?
They add for pianma for this.
More doctors recommend Anusol to soothe, relieve, and comfort than all other brands of hemorrhoid medicine combined. Anusol is the word to remember for relief.
Well, there you bloody go. It's rare I go through a week without learning something off you, my great, majestic bastard of a friend, Peter Higo Higginbotham. You enrich me life. Always bloody have.
You enrich mine, Jock. Now, please enlighten us, David Swallow. Could be rested, owned by over half of coaches.
Well, this situation is going to shape the final series, Peter.
Yes, Jock. A 512K. Thoughts?
Well, what's your problem with him? Looked like it was his hamstring. They were saying calf.
Achilles.
Could have been anywhere from his bloody ribcage down at one stage. What's the bloody problem with him?
Achilles injury, Jock, and they take a long time to recover.
He'll be out. I'd be bloody surprised.
There is a very good chance we have seen the last of David Swallow. A fine buy, but now we must look forward to a future without him.
And isn't it good to have trades? I know, like Crouching, some of us go for the very pointy end, but trades at this point of the year coming into Supercoach finals, worth their weight in gold.
I still have trade.
How many you got?
One little bastard left.
So what, are you going to shore your team up for this round, or are you going to chuck him in the back pocket just to get you through?
If Swallow are gone, then you must trade his ass off.
Swallow your pride.
This good, Mr.
Swallow
Jock.
Your pride. His name's David Swallow.
Yes, I take what donut this week for bloody Mitchell's son.
Yeah.
Because he only 1 week. He have little sniffle nose.
Yeah, should be back.
If Swallow gone, then you must trade us. Well, I have bare shit cover.
Yeah, well, if you haven't got Bartell, for mine, looking at this price point, Bartell, you'll go straight swap Swallow to Bartell without any trouble. If you've got more money, the obvious ones are, you know, your Malcheskis, your Pierce Handlers, your McVeighs. They're all more money, but you have to get those blokes in first if you haven't got any of them. Disagreement with any of that, Peter? You're looking uneasy.
No, Jock. Look, again, very popular picks. League win coverage picks.
You love your point of difference, don't
you? Yes, point of coverage. Cade Simpson, in fewer teams, has Gold Coast this week, Essendon in your grand final.
And that's a good price point, $455,000.
Yes, and could make you a little cash if you have excess trades.
Well, he came out with 105 this week and 129 the week before, so he came out smashing shit up this year. He had a little bit of a plateau, and he's come back good. So do you reckon he can keep that up coming into finals?
Possibly, Jock.
Well, Gold Coast Suns aren't up to much top, so you'd think he's a good option. What about Brody Smith? I bought him in this week, $460,000. Had dipped a bit in price earlier in the season, but he's come back to good form.
Okay. I think Brody Smith now has proved himself. Proved himself. He copying tag. He's still scoring point. And
what do you think of his 82 this week?
St Kilda come home strong.
That's a good run.
82.
What's his run? He's got
St Kilda. Richmond assholes. Not Melbourne, St Kilda Grand Final. This big 82 because Adelaide lose game.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
I think Adelaide win last four.
And 144 the week before, didn't he?
He effective disposal. Bloody Smith. Oh, he bloody Wally. Good player now.
That'll be interesting, that last round against St Kilda. If that is Lenny Hayes' last game, that mightn't be the walk in Central Park you think it is. Regardless, that's a bloody good run home for Brody Smith.
Jock, as mentioned in our donors pod, I did talk about the extremely speculative pick in Robert Murphy.
You also talked about those ones that not many people are picking as well, Peter.
As I just said, Jock, Robert Murphy, a fine game this week.
He did well this week, didn't he?
Yes, did very well. And Harry Taylor has been discussed also, Jock.
He has, $441,000. Averaged 115 over his last four. He ran off black pretty comfortably this week for a 98. How's his run home, Harry Taylor, and can you see him continue this form?
Frio, Carlton, Hawthorn, Brisbane.
Not ideal, is it?
Not ideal. Not too confident there. Big spend for a very... speculative pick.
Even Carlton and Brisbane are in reasonable form as well. I don't think they're going to be the easy games many think they are.
Agreed, Jock.
Right, so other men who will shape this final series. I know we touched briefly on Sammy Bloody Mitchell. Thanks for pulling out. Why don't you just get out of your bloody bed, fly to bloody Launceston and deliver us some fantasy footy output. Bloody anything would have been all right, Peter. But looking back, his last couple of games, he had a 76... 103. Last round he played, he was tagged by Benny McGlynn for a 71. Melbourne next week. Sam Mitchell should play next week. There's no reason to suspect this could be a more extended
definitely, Jock. Definitely. Yeah. I really hope people held Mitchell. Just a 1 week rest. Consider this the classic general soreness. Hawthorn girding their loins for a big final challenge.
What are they doing?
Girding
their
shorts.
Bloody loins, anus souls. You got everything tonight, Peter.
I think it's
shit. I'm proud of you, mate.
Thank you, Jock. Jock, we have Wayno on the line.
Wayno, how are you, mate?
Fellas, they stuffed up what we put into the bloody thing in the car, fellas. They stuffed a year.
I saw there's people not happy about the Dolores on the old the tweeter.
The DeLorean. Did you enter the wrong year, Wayno?
Oh, it wasn't me. It was the Doc he put in 2012, I was back to 21st of July 2012. Me mate on Twitter, Rob W, found it out. He was bloody right.
So was it 2012 v. West Coast, the same time of year that, what, Danger scored 140 odd?
Yeah, he bloody killed a fella. I was there, I was like, people doing the Gamman style and stuff like that. hang on, I haven't gone back that far, but...
Aye, so you not think Gangnam Style Little Clue? I think you dial a new number for this week. You go away now, come back, tell us new one.
I'm hard, but I'm fair. Why no? I'm hard, but I'm fair. You me nephew. When you get back into the Dolores, put the bloody right ear in for your community, please.
All right, fellas, listen.
Right.
Right now, you ready?
Yes, mate.
Are you ready? I'm about to hop in now and then come straight back. Are you ready? I'm going to go right now. There, fellas.
Yeah, why not? Oh,
fellas, I'm back.
Did you go in the Dolores?
Just got back straight then. Oh, I've been away for like a week, fellas.
Wayno, where did you go, mate?
Gene Simmons Stadium in Geelong.
Give it to us, son. What happened?
I was just watching the old mate Selwood bloody clean him right up, fellas. So put your money on Joel Selwood for this round, all right, fellas?
Well, I'm happy. I had the VC loopity loop on him this week. He gave me 144. I'm happy, so you reckon I should bung the old VC on him again next week and see what happens?
They're playing for you. It's a big one. Just when it comes to big games, he just bloody loves him. He bloody smashed the feathers. Yeah.
We're talking tonight about those men who are going to shape the final series here. You know, we've got a massive first weekend of Supercoach finals coming up. One of the questions I want to ask you blokes is, you mentioned Joel Selwood. When you were in the Dolores, where did Ryan Crowley go? Did he go to Joel Selwood or did he go to Stephen Johnson?
Pretty much half and half. Yeah. He'll be playing soccer, that big bloody girl. He's a bloody shocker.
Well, he's one in every four of us own him. He only came out with 61 this week, Wayno, and he struggled. People are concerned. Did you get to see how Stephen...
I'll be getting bloody rid of him after the way he carried on. And if you had bloody Scott Thompson from North Melbourne, I'd be doing the bloody same. Bloody soccer players.
We must recall that Stevie J had a 53 last time up against Crowley. Very, very speculative pick.
This is going to shape the final series. What happens with Stephen Johnson?
Outside, more likely to get the tag for mine.
Interesting.
But as Wayno have said, Crowley goes between the two.
Stevie J, we just saw last week, gets a little touches, someone punched me, all this sort of...
Yeah.
Bloody crap and stuff, so...
You don't like that business, do you?
Bloody Lindsay Thomas, worse than this.
Fair dinkum, go play some soccer.
Well, no, it's always a great pleasure. Just make sure you got enough oil and all that in the old Dolores, mate. We've got a huge first
DeLorean job.
Whatever the bloody thing is, with the bloke with the big fuzzy hair and the Michael J. Foxes.
Doc, that would
be
Doc.
It's a bloody ripper car, fellas. Stainless steel panels and everything. It's got the flux capacitor at the back. I usually just sit down and rest next to the flux capacitor and watch that. bloody unbelievable.
Ah.
And yeah, we're having some grouse times, fellas. Sometimes we pick up a slab and we all have a few and stuff like that, and it gets a bit crazy. Sometimes we just go back to the 1700s and just freak people out and then come back.
Well, no, it's always a great pleasure to speak to you, son. Good luck in finals, mate.
No, it's fine. Oh, it's fine.
Hi, Wayno.
Excellent from Wayno. And now it is obviously game strategy. The VC loophole jock becomes paramount. And that Saturday night Geelong-Frio game could be a great VC option, jock.
Is that a bit late in the thing to be VC'ing? What else we got before then? Saturday night in Adelaide.
We have the potential of Franklin against Port Adelaide at Adelaide Oval. We have the Hawthorn v Melbourne, which could throw up a Sam Mitchell VC jock, a fresh Sam Mitchell.
Mm.
And coming home on Sunday, those still with the likes of Acres, perhaps Harney Church, and Brisbane rookies such as Cutler, etc., could use the captain's loophole effectively, making your captain, perhaps Pendlebury, beams the likes on the last game of the round, which is West Coast Collingwood.
Gee, there'll be a lot of seasons on the line Sunday. What is it, 220, 240 over there in Perth? So that's the twilight game over here. Their elimination finals happening. It'll all be on the line. Nick Natanui. Nick Natanui playing for West Coast Pendlebury. I wonder how many will have the captain on Pendlebury. That'll be high bloody excitement.
Remember Tom Rockliffe's and play at back at Gabba?
Yeah.
And Nick Dog bloody. Mm. Oh, I think he come home bloody strong. I think he scored.
You're big on him, aren't you? But Dean Cox is going to be back. And you think Dean Cox coming back, his home thing. Go, Coxie, let's put him in the ruck. West Coast aren't much finals. Is that going to affect Nick Natanui's ruck time?
I not think so. Dog come home strong. What come? You talk Dean Cox.
Yeah.
I like another cock. I want
you
to...
You like cock?
No. I like another type
right.
cock. I want
it would have been fine, mate. We're open and inclusive.
I want to ride this one home strong.
Righto.
And this overall rank, Mr. Jock.
Yeah, you're up there. What do you reckon, you hold top 200?
No, I'm not getting crumpet, but overall rank. Team coming fourth before this round rank.
Well, fourth overall.
Yes.
Supercoach, yes.
I think we make him special friend community.
Righto.
David from Big Genitalia, son.
Big Genitalia.
Yes.
Give us a bloody call, would you, David?
Yes, he rank fourth, and I look his team, and I want him win.
That'd be pish funny.
I want him win.
All the Herald Sun, congratulations to Big Genitalia. $50,000 to Big Genitalia.
Interesting you say this, Crouching. I have been analysing the top-ranked teams, Jock. Jock, settle down.
You got to have a laugh. Jock. Know. You got to laugh at that bloody hilarious.
Puerile, immature.
Oh, Peter.
Let's
move on.
Need to
get some more shandies into your lot the other night, son.
Of the top five ranked teams prior to this concluding round, Jock, given we record prior to the ranks being released on a Sunday, of the top five teams, listen to the commonalities.
Mm.
All five teams have Simpson, Swallow.
Swallow's going to make and break bloody
and
teams.
And McVeigh in their back lines. McVeigh. Four of the five teams have Hanley.
That's interesting.
In the midfield, all five teams have Pendlebury and Beams.
Mm.
Four have Fife, Johnson and Selwood. Only three have Rockliffe. In the rucks, Jock, and I find this fascinating, in the rucks all have Jacobs. Four have Sandy.
Mm.
And four of the five have Stephen Martin as cover, still Jock.
What is he typically your R3 or R2?
Yes, Jock, a swinging R3. Some of them have the furlough swing set, not all. Only one team has Jacobs and Stephen as a standout ruck. This is fascinating.
That is bloody fascinating.
And in the forward line, Jock, all five of the current top-ranked teams have Dangerfield, Martin, Zorko, who
so bloody magnificent this week.
Who dudded this week, and Parker.
Yeah.
Very fascinating. But, yes, let's get behind a big genitalia. David, we would love to have you on the show next week.
Absolutely. And if you're in the top, let's put a call out. If you're right up there at the very pointy end, you want to come on, we'd love to interview you, see how you're going. Just bloody... Email jockreynolds8@gmail.com, on the yes. Twitter, on the Facebook. We'd love to hear from yes. you. If your lovers are fantasy football, you're friends of ours. Interesting, you noted before, those forwards look very solid. So those top four, you said Dangerfield, you said Zorko. Robbie Gray wasn't one of those. And for me, Robbie Gray, he's owned by about one in every four. That's about 25% of 100.
He threw a fart in pant this week.
He was apparently a crook. But for me, he's a maker or breaker for this Supercoach and Fantasy Footy Final Series as well. 7 games under 100 this season. 5 of them have come from his last 7. Sydney, Carlton, Gold Coast Suns and Freo coming home. Here's another man that's going to shape the landscape of the Supercoach Savannah over the
jock.
Final series.
Excellent, Jock. And as we lead into finals, we wish everybody well.
Yes.
And am I right in assuming, Jock, that your brilliant divisional system has now been sorted?
It is, and I am rather anxious to get up there and see who's made the cut and who hasn't. Jump onto the Facebook or the Twitter, because if you're not sure how the whole ranking business works, I've put the pictures and all that to show you how it works. If you're gagging to get in next year, look out pre-season. There's details of the qualifiers group, which is the thing that you have to get right up to the very top of to get up into Divi 3, and also the donors. And if you're keen on jumping in on the donors podcast, that means you qualify for the donors group, which gives you a better probability of getting up there. But that's coming to an absolute crescendo. The blokes battling out this year, well the top three, will say Power to the People, who's the overall Supercoach winner of 2012. Is up there, as is Johnny Bruin, who won overall Supercoach 2013. We've got Vern, the old sergeant of the Supercoach, he's up in third at the moment. I'm in eighth, anxious to see whether I've stayed up there in eighth, but I plan on winning. I'll most likely play one of our good mates, Dancing David Ruddock, this week in an elimination final. Now, David, we're friends, mate. What you need to understand is that J.R. Brumby FC, home and away, is a different bloody beast to the J.R. Brumby FC come finals time. I'll have no bloody hesitation taking the bloody paradoxical heart of your bloody team and rip it out of your bloody chest and show it to your piss and blood all over your face, son. Get ready to bloody rumble, because J.R. Brumby FC is ready to go.
A fine passion, Jock. I think you meant metaphorical heart.
That's what I said.
Not paradoxical.
Veins just ripped out everywhere. Have a look at it. Dancing. I'm coming to bloody get you, son.
Yes, Jock. Should we be approaching our finals games any way different to the home and away, Jock?
I think it's important just to have as normal a week as possible in the lead up to this weekend, Peter. I think the biggest mistake you could make is staying up, worrying all night, doing things that are outside of your normal routine. I think it's important just to keep it normal.
So
sleep in, have a beer if you want. If that's what you do on a Tuesday night, have a beer.
You still not change underwear during week?
No, I won't be. Won't be till the end of the season. It's important just to keep it very much the same. Now, we mentioned the donors podcast, Peter.
Yes, Jock.
Should we share a little bit of directions?
Yes. Of course, there was much pub wisdom dispelled, and that pub wisdom included profanity.
Yeah,
on top of that, we mentioned our upcoming merchandise and a general brotherhood of community and support.
We want to make a stand. Life is becoming difficult, and, well, for one, we'd had enough of all the bloody advertising banners popping up, so we pissed off. We had an affilios with Sportsbet. That's gone. Not so much. I don't mind a punt.
It's strong, Mr. Jock.
Yes, we're not doing any more advertising for sporting.
Why you take this down? You like punt?
I don't mind a punt. It's not about me, though. It's about all the kids. And I'm watching with some of my grandkids, and here's some bloke up there trying to tell us, oh, this team's for $2. It's just normal now. So what, are we just going to teach everyone that part of football's betting? I don't think it's right. I think there's people out there that love their footy that have some problems with gambling, and we need to make a bloody stand, because I think it's the right thing to do. Don't get me wrong, I'm not this bloody sainted. I love going down and having a punt. Don't get me wrong. And like Peter, you have the odd flutter as well.
Oh, you're shocked.
But I think it's important that we stand up for what's right in our community, and it's our way of doing it. And let's be honest, that's part of the reason we're doing the Donors podcast, because we have to try and make a bit of cash where we lose it, because part of the trap is all the money's in the bloody betting. They'll pay out the most because they know they suck the most people in. So we've had enough of fueling people's problems and bloody creating them for kids.
Dirty money. Look, Jock.
But it's everywhere, mate. No one's talking about this.
I see this as a men's shed.
Yeah.
Where females are allowed.
That's your new direction, and there it is, eh?
Excellent. Yes.
Who else is going to shape the landscape of these Supercoach finals?
Of course, Nathan Fyfe, those that took the VC option, 171.
Shit, this kid can play.
Yes, Jock. Oh. Averaged 133 over the last 8 weeks. Geelong, Hawthorne, Brisbane and Port in your finals. Owned by only 35%.
One of the blokes should move heaven and earth to bring in this rear.
Wouldn't
you think?
Yes, but I didn't.
Mm. I didn't have him either.
I don't have him, Jock, and the reason for that is his past injury history and suspension probability.
Yeah.
But we'll be thinking very hard, formulating, postulating, restarting Fyfe next year.
Boomer Harvey, about 17%, own him. 94 last week against Carlton, 74 this week. How do we see Brent Harvey moving into the finals? Would you be happy if you got him up there, Crouch?
I have him. He shit me.
Yeah.
He have bloody GWA, Bulldog, Adelaide, Melbourne.
That's a good run, huh?
Really good run, but not Melbourne shit me. Welcome.
Must be mentioned that Boomer can expect a rotating tag. GWS had Palmer, O'Rourke and Bug all in run with roles against Richmond. Expect a hard tag coming, and on occasions Boomer is susceptible to a hard tag.
Lance Franklin, 25% own him, about 1 in 5. He's got tenderness in the knee, and news today is he'll play next week. What do we think?
I think
he's going to do much. Where are they playing?
He have tenderness in trouser with new girlfriend and new manager. I think he come out kick ass against Adelaide. Welcome.
Well, we hope that your fantasy footy teams absolutely kick ass this week. Best of luck in your first weekend of finals if you got them. This is what it's all about. I'll be battling for me life in the Jock Reynolds Premier League. Peter, good luck this week, mate.
Oh, thank you, Jock. Looking forward to next year. It has been an annus horribilis.
Yeah, annus horribilis. I'm on board with you now, Crouching One. Good luck. You'll be coming up in the Premier League next year with your rank in Divi 1.
Welcome.
Good luck this weekend in finals.
Welcome, Mr. Jock.
Have a wonderful week. See you on the website. I'm Jock Reynolds.
We're having some grouse times, fellas. Sometimes we pick up a slab and we all have a few and stuff like that and gets a bit crazy. Sometimes we just go back to the 1700s and just freak people out.